The executive director of the Swine Health Information Center reports a particularly pathogenic strain of PRRS appears to have run its course, and the incidence of PRRS in the United States is down in general. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center's April Domestic Disease Monitoring Report, released as part of its monthly newsletter, shows the incidence of PRRS and mycoplasma are down, but reports of Delta coronavirus are approaching record levels. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg notes PRRS is the number one disease that causes the most production issues and production losses.
There has been a decrease in PRRS detection in wean-to-market animals, and you know that's probably not all that unexpected given the warmer weather and decrease in transfer risk that goes on. We had a webinar in February on the PRRS strain 144 and the Lyme 1C virus that was causing a good amount of losses on individual farms. It was a very hot, very pathogenic type of PRRS. And our monitoring, looking for that type of activity through the Domestic Disease Monitoring Report, now shows that that was probably a limited outbreak. We haven't seen a lot of activity from the 144-1C variant right now. Things seem to be quieting down, and it doesn't look like that's going to be an epidemic. That's an example of keeping an eye out for emerging issues out there in the countryside.
Dr. Sundberg says mycoplasma detection has been low and it's continued to go down, but porcine Delta coronavirus detection has risen sharply, reaching its highest level since the 2014 outbreak, especially in the south central U.S. and in some southeast production. He says that illustrates coronaviruses are still active and we need to do a better job of biosecurity to keep them from going from one farm to another. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.